Hi, I'm Katie Souza. You're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Everyone's praying that God will supernaturally drop $1 million in their lap. But clearly, that is not happening. Why? Because we need to make some changes in the way we handle our money before God can trust us with more. Some of those things include how we handle tithes and offerings. Now you're thinking, here she goes. She's starting to talk about money. It's time to change the channel. Well, let me tell you what. My husband and I and our ministry have created large streams of wealth through our giving. So this topic isn't hype or an effort to try to get your money. Tithing is a real way to please God and to cause a flow of increase into your life. God wants to take you on a financial adventure that's so incredible, you won't believe it when it happens. One of the ways He does that is through your giving. When the Holy Spirit tells you to give, your spirit man gets excited. Your spirit man fully trusts God, has no fear, and knows that when God's telling you to give, He's planning on releasing a huge blessing through your seed. It's your soul man that stops you from obeying. It's your wounded soul that is afraid to give and causes you to doubt the word of the Lord. So it's your soul that's preventing you from receiving the miracle increase God has planned for you through your seed. Today, I'm gonna show you how to overcome that fear by getting your soul healed so you can finally get your increase.
Your financial prosperity, according to the Bible, is directly connected to the health of your soul, man. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Some of you have been making plans for businesses and ministries for many years. You've put stuff in place, you've worked at it, but have you ever really asked God if that's what you were supposed to do? And if you did, were you hearing from the Spirit of the Lord, or were you hearing from your wounded soul? Sometimes you're gonna have to cut line. And you just need to step back, reel it in. Step back and just ask God to heal your soul before you move forward and do anything else. There is a direct connection between the health of your soul and your financial prosperity. Now think about that. When you're born again, your spirit man was made instantly perfect. You have Christ in you right now. But yet we tend to make mistakes in the way we spend, the way we handle our money. According to the Bibles, our souls have been wounded by things like sin that have happened in our lives. And when your soul is wounded, those wounds can control every part of your soul and make you do things that are bad with money that you normally wouldn't even want to do, or you don't even realize you're doing that are bad. See, right now, God can't give you the abundant life that Jesus came to ensure that you get. You know why? In the financial realm. You know why? Because He can't trust you. He can't trust you with the money. You ever heard of the saying, you gotta spend money to make money? God has a giving system in the kingdom. When you give, He multiplies it exponentially. Bam, okay? Now, it's your soul that makes you think those thoughts. Oh no, she's talking about money. Now she's gonna do an offering. I knew it. It was only a matter of time. That's your soul that's saying that. It's your wounded soul, because your spirit man would be, oh good, this is the best part of all. Where's the basket? Where's my checkbook? It's your soul that makes you afraid to give. It's your soul that makes you doubt God. It's your soul that makes you disobey when God tells you to give. It's your soul that makes you miss opportunities. You have to understand something. What does the Bible say? That when we give, when we bring our whole tithe and offering into the storehouse, that He opens up the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing so big it cannot be contained. The Bible says that we're supposed to bring them both in, okay? Let me see what it says in Scripture. I think it's in Malachi. It says, bring in both your tithes and your offerings. That's what it says in the Amplified in Malachi. So what's the difference? Well, the tithe is very easy. Tithe, the word means 10%. We're supposed to bring in 10% of our entire income. And you should be bringing it to your home church, okay? And if you don't have a home church, you should be bringing that to the ministry that feeds you, whoever that is, on a constant basis, okay? So if you're not bringing in your tithes, that's like the very basic thing in Christianity to do with money. And I'm not even going to teach on that because you should just be doing that already. Bringing the tithe in all the time, not just 1 month and not the next or a couple months and then not 6 months after that, but all the time, consistently bringing in the tithe, and then God opens up the storehouse of blessings. Now, when you don't bring it in, what does God say? He says, if you don't bring the whole tithe in, then you're cursed with a curse for robbing me. That's what it says. So stop being cursed. You know that the Bible says the causeless curse cannot alight. What does that mean? If there's no legal right for it to land, it can't land on you. Where's the legal right at? It's not in your spirit, man. Jesus broke the curse. It's in your soul. So when you don't bring your whole tithe in, you're sinning, you wound your soul, and then the curse comes upon you. Okay, so tithe, you need to tithe. But then there's also offerings. What's the difference? Well, the tithe is easy, 10%. You can do the math on that. But what's an offering? An offering is an adventure with God. The Bible doesn't really have a specific thing he says. You know, you got to bring this much in for the offering and you got to put it here. Like the tithe, you bring in 10%, you bring it to the storehouse. An offering is different. An offering is something that you and God do in a relationship together where you're now listening to the voice of God. Amen. And he's telling you what to do, and then you're obeying him. You're stepping out in faith and obeying him. And God will take you on these great adventures. He'll tell you, hey, give this much and give it over here. And when you obey him, you will see that he's got a purpose for that seed. And part of the purpose is not only to enable you to be financially increased so that you can bless the kingdom, because that's the big part of that purpose, but that so you can live an abundant life. Amen? We've got to start going on these adventures with God in offerings because God's going to take you somewhere that you've never been before. You can start to develop streams of income through strategic giving when you hear the Lord say, give this much and give it here, and you can create a stream. You know how you, like if you're a writer and you write a book and you get residuals from it? That's a stream of income, isn't it? You can do the same thing with offerings. You can say, God, I want to create streams of offering through streams of income through different offerings. But see, you got to be unafraid first, and your soul will try to stop you. Your soul, man, will make you go, oh, when you hear that scary number that God tells you, your soul will go, oh, I can't do that. So I'll just do half. Yeah. No. Half obedience is total disobedience. You got to do what God tells you exactly. That's part of the adventure of it all. Amen? But it's your soul that'll stop you down. Let's read a story about a man that was stopped down because of what was in his soul. Jesus asked somebody in the Bible to give a particular offering, and that person was unable to do it because they had a weakness, an injury in their soul, man. And because they had that in their soul and they were unable to do it, they missed out on being blessed many, many more times more. Let's read this story. It's about the rich young ruler, Luke 18. It says, now a certain ruler asked Jesus, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And so Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your mother and your father. And then he said, the rich young ruler said, all these things I've kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard him say that, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Okay, so here's this guy. He's got lots of money. And you know what? He's a super obedient dude. All right? He's like super duper obedient guy. Because when he asked Jesus, you know, what do I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, like, names off the commandments. You know, don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't bear false witness. And he goes, all these things I have done and obeyed since my youth. Okay, this guy is like, wow, believer, top-notch dude, obedient to God, doing everything God said. But when it came to Jesus giving him a rhema word, because I don't believe that word is for everybody. Oh, give all you have right now every single time. God might tell you that one day. And boy, I can't wait to see what you'll get when you do it. Amen? But this was a rhema word personally for him. Give all you have. And even though he was a super obedient guy and he could obey all these commandments and do all these things that God was asking him to do, he couldn't obey that. Why? What was it? Jesus gives us the answer. Listen. When Jesus saw him walk away, he said this. Then Jesus became very sorrowful when he saw him walk away and said, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard Jesus say it said this, who then can be saved? And then Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Everybody say, the stuff that's impossible for me to do with my money will be possible with God. Okay, so what was Jesus saying when he said that famous phrase that we all quote? He was saying, look, you know what? It was absolutely impossible for the rich young ruler to give what I was telling him to give. But God, with God, I will make it possible. Now, how is God going to make it possible? How would God have made it possible for this guy to do what Jesus was asking him to do and give it away all? The answer is in that word possible. If you look it up in the Strong's, it means this, strong in soul. Strong in soul, meaning it was impossible for him to give everything Jesus was asking him to give because he had something wrong in his soul. He had fear in his soul. He had attachment to money in his soul. He had idolatry, whatever it was, but it was coming from his soul. It was his soul, man, that wouldn't let him obey God when it came to his money, even though he was obeying God and everything else. See, it's your soul that's afraid. It's your soul that doubts that God's really going to do it when he tells you to tithe this or give this much. Your spirit man never doubts God. Your spirit man's not afraid. Your spirit man wants to go on the adventure. Where do I sign the check? I believe. But your soul man doesn't. And it's your soul that's making you miss the opportunities. How do I know? Look at what happened. Look at what happened. After Jesus said, you know, he saw him walk away and he said, well, you know what's impossible? God will be possible. Impossible for men will be possible with God. And then he says this. This is what will happen when people are strong in soul. And then he reads the rest. He says this. Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one, everybody say no one, who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom, who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come. Wow, the rich young ruler was unable to give because he needed to be strong in soul. He had an issue in his soul, and that's what prevented him from stepping out in obedience to give what Jesus was asking him to give. But if he gave everything and followed Jesus, then you know what would have happened? Well, when you follow Jesus, what happens? You get your soul healed. And then what would have happened? He would have received many times more in this present time. Say present time. He would have received many things more in this present time. And he would have been known in the Bible as a super duper rich billionaire ruler. But it was his soul that made him turn and walk away. He couldn't give because what was in here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Man, I'm on an adventure right now. I'm on an adventure. I notice the more I get healed in here, the more I'm like, can we give? Can we give? When can we give? What can we give? Come on, let's give. Give, 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 give. This is great. Let's give some more. I am like listening with my antennas up, listening for God. When do you want me to give? How much do you want me to give? Where do you want me to give? I'm ready to give. Ready? And he doesn't tell me every single time, but there'll be those moments when he finally comes and says, okay, we're ready to give. You ready? I got a plan. I got a place for you to plant a seed because I've got a harvest that's coming from that seed. And I'll be like, yes. Like the first, I remember, I've been a giver my whole life, but when the big stuff came, I remember when the big stuff came, like last year is when it really started. It was like God told me, give up 25% of your salary. And for a minute, I went, oh, 25, that's what I'm saying. Did the math, I was like, And then he asked my husband at the same time, give up 10% of your salary. My husband was like, what? Get behind me, Satan. you know not the mind of God. But we just knew it was God, you know. And you know how I knew? I started having an excitement bubble up. I started saying, why, yes, I'm feeling like I can't wait to give it all away. All right. I started getting that thrilling expectation in me. Like, wow, expectation, like this excitement, like, wow, what's going to happen now? This is awesome. Let's do it. And my husband's like, yeah, let's do it. And we gave it away, right? Within 30 days, our ministry had been kind of floating dead in the water. I mean, I still have people today that call me up and go, hey, man, where have you been? Like, completely dropped off the planet. We never hear anything about you anymore. It's like, yeah, okay, you will in a minute. Okay, yeah. We didn't do anything for years. Everybody thought I went into hole. I must have sinned and fell because I was no longer there. No, I was waiting for God. I was getting healed. Amen? And God was doing stuff. And we didn't do any media. We didn't do nothing. And the ministry was barely cracking the nut. Like, we cracked the nut every single month, and that was it. But when you just pay the bills, you can't do kingdom work. You got to be in the black. Amen? And we weren't doing nothing. And we were like, what do we do now? You know, what's going on? Well, within 30 days of us giving up the 35% of our income, what happened? We signed an international contract with a company that's now producing this show right now. It's being aired all over the place. And it is producing miracles, signs, and wonders for people all over the planet. We get thousands of testimonies of people healed and miracles happening because they're getting their soul healed. I'm getting testimonies from inside prison. People like Tuesday nights, the guys in Australia line up because it's Katie Souza Healing Your Soul Night. Stuff is happening now. Amen? 30 days. Then within 2 months after that, suddenly I get a check from a settlement from an accident I was in where I was a passenger in the back seat of a car and I made back twice as much as what I gave away. And the favor just kept on coming. I made more money giving away money than I would have if I would have kept the money. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm on an adventure with God.
When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out? And go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside, to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Order online now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Did you know that Ephesians 3:20 says that God does the super abundant stuff according to the power that's at work in us? That word power is dunamis. When you put that power that's in you to work, then God will do more than you can even ask or imagine. So let's do that right now. Put your hand on your heart or your belly and make these decrees with me now. Just say, my spirit is filled with dunamis. I have a tank full. It never runs out, which means I have the power to heal every wound in my soul that's blocking my financial prosperity. I release that power now so that I can prosper even as my soul prospers. And I decree that dunamis that's causing me to be excellent of soul is also giving me the power and influence that belongs to riches and wealth. Because I'm putting my dunamis to work, God's going to do above and beyond all that I could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you know what you have, keep on putting it to work.
So I remember God was like chanting this number in my mind for like 2 or 3 weeks. It was a big number. And I'm like, okay. What is it for? Why do you want to do it? What's going on? And one moment he woke me up at like one morning at like, I don't know, early in the morning. And he started to lay it out. He goes, you're going to give this much so that you're going to take it out of your salary and you're going to give it to 6 of your employees who haven't had a raise and they're due for a raise and you're going to pay for their raise to have $1 more an hour for a year. And it was so cool because then he gave me the names, right? And later on, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to contact the office and tell Heidi and everybody and Jean in the office. It's like, yeah, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give them more money. Yeah. You know, I was so excited. And the 6 people were people that hadn't had a raise. They were the only people on our staff. Am I right with this? They were only people on our staff that hadn't had a raise. They had the raise coming to them. I didn't know, right? And when we added up how much that would be, it added up to like maybe $20 difference of the number God had been chanting in my mind for like, I don't know, for like 3 weeks, which was my confirmation of like, yes, we hit the head of the nail. Nailed it, babe, nailed it. Okay, so we give this, and I felt the same thing again, that expectation rising up inside of me, excitement, like I'm on an adventure. I'm creating streams of income that are going to produce all kinds of different avenues of wealth, and that's what they did. Those weeks, those months in the beginning of the year, I was dead in the water. I had no invitations. I had nothing going on, and suddenly I got all these invitations to go and speak as a special speaker at conferences. New churches that I'd never been to before, you know, with some very, like, awesome people that are very respected and are filled with integrity, people that would have never invited me before. And I went, and, man, they handed me, like, an honorarium check, and when I opened, I was like, I mean, I'd never seen so much generosity in my life. Okay, within, like, 2 gigs, I made back the money that I gave up. Okay, and then it kept on going. Yeah. It's like, well, that paid that back. All right, let's do it again, you know? And then the months kept on going by, and I went to more and more. I mean, my accountants are sitting here right now, and they know I'm telling you the truth, right? Okay, and then like 3 months or so after that, it just, I think in the end I made like, I got all the money back, and then I think I made like twice as much after that I gave up. Is that about right? And then it just kept on going. Like, it wasn't just getting the money back and then getting like double more. Then there was like other opportunities, and I was invited to Jerusalem with a network that is out there to help teach on that network. And, you know, I'd never been to Jerusalem before, and they're paying my way. Oh my, thank you, Jesus. You know, and all these other opportunities started happening. It was just all kinds of streams of different blessings started coming into my life.
Has God been putting it in your heart to sow a seed, but you're afraid to do it? Remember, every time the Lord directs you to give, He has a blessing plan for that seed. Now it's up to you not to let your soul get in the way and sabotage your ability to receive the blessing. So I encourage you to step out in faith, be strong in soul, and sow that seed right now. Give it wherever the Lord is leading you to give. Then expect a blessing to come through your obedience. No matter where you decide to give, I want to pray for you now. Lord Jesus, I believe you're strengthening the souls of all your precious people so that they can be free from fear and doubt and then confidently sow their seed and thus position themselves to receive the blessings from Luke 18. We thank you that when we give up houses, lands, and families for the sake of the kingdom, we will receive many times more houses, lands, and families in this age and the age to come. I decree that promise of Luke 18 over everyone watching right now as you sow your seed. In Jesus' name, amen. When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out and go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside, to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Order online now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
I believe that through these prayer times, many of you have received a major healing in your body and also in your finances. If you have, we'd love to hear about it. Please write or email us at katiesouza.com and tell us your testimony. Also, don't forget to send us your selfie video so we can air your healing testimony. Send your 1 minute selfie to selfies@katiesouza.com. Next week, we're going to start a whole new series on the soul. See you then.